So before you listen to the sermon, read Revelation chapter 16.
قبل از اینکه موعظه رو گوش بدین، مکاشفه فصل 16 رو بخونید.
The title of today's sermon is The Seven Trumpets and Vile Judgments.
امروز موعظه‌مون در مورد هفت تا شیپور و هفت تا پیاله قضاوت.
This is the fifth sermon on Bible prophecy.
این پنجمین موعظه ما در مورد
نبوت. So if this is the first time you jump in, some of the things might be a little bit difficult for you to follow.
امروز شاید یه مقدار براتون سخت باشه چون گذشته رو نشنیدید.
But all the other sermons are recorded, so you could listen to them if you like to.
اما اگر خواستین موعظه‌های قبلی ضبط شده است، میتونید براتون بفرستم.
If you have been here, then
اگر اینجا بودید,
I hope by now you have a fairly good understanding about the order of events that will happen in the end, in the future.
درستی رو پیدا کرده باشین طبق ارتباط و نظم ایام آخر، چه روزایی چه اتفاقهایی خواهد افتاد.
Yeah, till now we've been talking about things that are that could be directly relevant to us.
تا الان داشتیم در مورد چیزهایی صحبت میکردیم که ممکنه برای تو زندگی های خودمون مستقیما اتفاق
بیفته. We could be the generation going through these things.
شاید قومی باشیم که در همه این اتفاقا داره برامون
میفته. نسلی
باشیم که در همه این اتفاق میفته.
Basically with the second coming of Jesus Christ.
در مورد اومدن دوباره عیسی مسیح صحبت کردیم.
Yeah, that's the day that the death in Christ will be raised, the resurrection.
روزی هست که مردگان در عیسی مسیح دوباره زنده میشن و زنده میشن.
Those who are alive. اونایی
که زندن.
In Christ. We'll meet the Lord in the air. We'll get our glorified bodies. And we'll be taken out of here. Yeah, because now we're entering the period that God is starting to pour out his wrath on this earth.
And
the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:9,
for
God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. First Thessalonians 5:9.
زیرا خدا ما را تعیین نکرد برای غضب بلکه برای کسب نجات به وسیله خداوندمان عیسی مسیح.
Now, when will God start pouring out his wrath exactly?
خداوند خشمش رو کی شروع میکنه برای ریختن روی زمین؟
Now, he will start pouring out at the same day as the second coming, as the rapture, as the resurrection.
شاگردانش رو ابرها میروباید.
Go to Luke 17.
بعد دوباره مردگان زنده میشن. همون روز هم خشمش رو میده.
Go to Luke 17.
لوقا 17 رو باز کنید.
And read first 24 and 25 for now.
Because
I want to give you the context first. For as the lightning that lightened out of one part under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. But first must he suffer many things and be rejected of this generation.
24-25. زیرا چون برق که از یک جانب زیر آسمان روشن شده تا جانب دیگر زیر آسمان درخشان می شود پسر انسان در روز خود همچنین خواهد بود اما اول لازم است که او رنج‌های بسیار بیند و از این نسل طرد شود.
Now, keep your finger here.
نگاه دارین که
and go for a moment back to Matthew 24, which we read last week.
برگردیم به متی 24 که هفته پیش خونده بودیم.
And I just want to give you the link. 24:27.
رابطه این دو تا آیه رو با هم دیگه بگیم. 24 و 24 آیه 27.
For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
زیرا همچنان که برق از مشرق می آید تا به مغرب ظاهر می شود ظهور پسر انسان نیز چنین خواهد شد.
Yeah, so what is the context of Luke 17?
لوقا فصل 17 در مورد چی داشته صحبت
می‌کنه؟ That is the second coming.
اومدن دوباره عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, now, now continue reading in Luke 17 and see what it says there.
بخونیم دوباره برگردیم ببینیم چه چیزی دیگه.
First read 26 and 27.
26 و 27 شو اول بخونیم.
و چنان که در ایام نوح واقع شد همانطور در زمان پسر انسان نیز خواهد بود که می‌خوردند و می‌نوشیدند و زن و شوهر می‌گرفتند تا روزی که چون نوح داخل کشتی شد طوفان آمده همه را هلاک ساخت.
Yeah, so and as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Yeah, they were doing normal things.
این دقیقاً زندگی عادی رو داشتن.
Yeah, like eating and drinking and marrying.
می‌نوشیدن، ازدواج می‌کردن، زندگی عادی داشتن.
Till the day
تا روزی که
that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came.
And the storm
came.
Yeah?
Trouble started that same day.
مشکل مردم اون زمان، اون نسل هم همون روز شروع شد که نوح وارد کشتی
شد. Read verses 28 and 29 of Luke 17.
Likewise,
also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all.
و همچنان که در ایام لوط شد که به خوردن و نوشیدن و خرید و فروش و زراعت و امارت مشغول می بودند تا روزی که چون لوط از سدروم بیرون آمد آتش و گوگرد از آسمان بارید و همه را هلاک ساخت.
Yeah, so in Sodom they were doing all these things, eating, drinking, selling, planting, building.
Yeah.
But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone and destroyed them all. Now read verse 30. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Yeah, this is how it will be at the second coming. Yeah, as soon as the Christians are taken out of here, after the resurrection, yeah, that same day, God will start pouring out his wrath on this earth. Yeah, now, a lot of people, because now we're going to talk about God's wrath. Yeah, a lot of people think, oh, God will never do something like that. God will never pour out his wrath on the earth. And I always marvel when people say that. Especially if they claim to be Christians. Yeah, because we just go look back in the Bible and we know God already did some things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Noah. as an example, yeah? The flood.
Yeah.
Because there's this false idea that God somehow softened up in the New Testament compared to the Old Testament. Yeah, oh, the Old Testament God was gnarly and did these things and but now in the New Testament, oh, it's all off. Now, that's a lie. God doesn't change. He is loving today. He was loving 2,000 years ago. He was loving 6,000 years ago. Now he was loving when he created everything. God is love. But there's also another side to God. Yeah, God can also be angry. Yeah, because we read about the wrath of God.
Yeah,
the Bible talks about him being angry with the wicked. Now, people struggle with that, but that's not logical. If you love flowers, you will hate the weeds. Yeah, if you love children, yeah, you hate the pedophiles. These go together. You cannot say I love them both. Because then you don't love at all for the children. I'll give you two examples. There are many, but I'll just give you two. Psalm 5. Psalm 5, verse 4 and 5. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight, thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Psalm 5, verses 4 and 5.
تو خدایی نیستی که از شرارت لذت ببری. بدی نزد تو مهمان نتواند شد. خود ستایان در برابر دیدگاهانت نتواند ایستاد. تو از همه بدکاران نفرت میکنی.
It specifically talks about God hating certain people here.
خداوند متنفر
نفرت از iniquity.
از کسایی که بدکارن بدش میاد.
Go to Psalm 11:5.
امسال 11 ببخشید مزمور 11
Psalm 11:5. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth.
خداوند پارسا و شریر را می آزماید. جان او بیزار است از آن که خشونت را دوست دارد.
People who love violence.
کسایی که خشونت را دوست دارند.
Who seek purposely to harm other people.
دارند به بقیه آسیب می رسونند. دارند بقیه را می کشند.
God's soul hates them.
خداوند ازشون متنفره.
Yeah, and God is angry with wicked people. And this earth has been storing up wrath for itself. And there will come, a moment where God will pour out His wrath on this earth. And it will start at the second coming on the same day, second coming of Jesus Christ.
Now,
before we go into the wrath of God,
I
want to quickly again give you the overview.
میخوام یه خلاصه رو بهتون بگم.
Careful of the events in the end.
برای اتفاقهای آخری که در ایام آخر میاد.
And the whole beginning, we already looked at them and we saw from the Bible why we believe that.
در کتاب مقدس گفتیم که چرا اعتقاد دارم.
Yeah, so in the end, we have this 7-year period of time.
در ایام آخر 7 سال خواهد بود.
Yeah, and we saw it was divided up in 3 parts.
این 7 سال به 3 قسمت تقسیم.
Yeah, we had the first 3.5 years, which is a time of tribulation.
زمان مصیبت هاست.
Yeah, where Satan and his minions bring destruction to this earth.
و همکارانش نابودی رو
به زمین. To humankind in general.
برای کل انسان‌ها بلا و مصیبت میارن.
Now, at the end of that 3.5 years.
در آخر اون 3 سال و نیم.
You will have the Antichrist.
اون ضد مسیح رو خواهیم داشت.
Yeah. Taking control of this earth.
Controlling.
Yeah, well, he's possessed by Satan.
شیطان در حقیقت اون پوشونده.
He's the Antichrist. He will claim to be God.
پر از شیطانه.
He demands worship to be worshipped to be God.
و تقاضای پرستش همه.
Yeah, remember, he will sit in the temple.
یادتون باشه تو معبد مقدس خواهد نشست.
He will set up an image. He wants to be worshipped.
یه تصویری می‌سازه می‌خواد شناخته شه پرستش.
And this will start a period of great tribulation, great persecution of Christians.
اون لحظه ایست که مصیبت زیاد و شکنجه زیاد برای ایماندارای مسیح اتفاق خواهد افتاد.
Now, this persecution will be cut short.
این مصیبت، این کشتارها
And it will be cut short by the second coming of Jesus Christ.
اومدن دوباره عیسی مسیح کوتاهش میکنه، نمیذاره ادامه داره.
Where Jesus comes in the clouds.
عیسی مسیح روی ابرها میاد.
Yeah, where the dead rise again.
که مردگان زنده خواهند شد.
And where believers are taken off this earth.
که ایمانداران و از روی زمین برده میشن و در حقیقت همون اتفاق میفته.
Yeah, then we're going to talk about today, that same day.
و در مورد
God will start pouring out His wrath.
همون روزی که خداوند خشم
خودش رو. For the remainder of the second half of the 7 years.
برای ادامه اون 7 سال آینده.
Yeah, then at the end of that 7 years.
آخر این 7 سال.
Yeah. Jesus will come back to this earth to establish his kingdom here on earth.
ملکوتش رو بر روی
زمین برقرار کنه. در سلطنت
هزاره عیسی مسیح رو زمین.
Believers from the Old Testament and New Testament will be with them. We will be with him.
عهد قدیم همه با او سلطنت خواهیم کرد.
Yeah, there will be a final battle there.
در آخر سر یه جنگ آخر خواهد بود.
That will start this millennium reign.
که شروع این سلطنت هزاره عیسی مسیح.
And the biblical name for this battle is the battle of the great day of God Almighty.
اسم این جنگ جنگ خداوند بزرگ.
Most people will refer to it as the Battle of Armageddon.
و خیلی ها به کتابش میگن جنگ آرمگدون.
That's not entirely accurate.
و کاملا دقیق این اسم توی کتاب مقدس نوشته
شده. Jesus will reign for 1,000 years. Satan will be bound for 1,000 years.
شیطان هم 1,000 سال زندانی خواهد.
Yeah, Satan will be released for a short time. He will deceive the nations once again.
یک بار دیگه گول میزنه مردم رو.
Yeah, to stand up against God. That will result in a last battle.
و بعد به آخرین جنگ میرسه.
Which is called the Battle of Gog and Magog.
که بهش میگن جنگ گارگ و مگاگ.
Yeah, you have the White Throne Judgment.
قضاوت تخت سفید رو خواهیم داشت.
New Jerusalem, eternity.
تازه
ابدیت تازه. Yeah. So now last week,
هفته پیش,
we've been looking at the parallels scriptures
در مورد
for the first part of the other events, the tribulation and the great tribulation.
در حقیقت مصیبت ها و
yeah.
مصیبت
And I showed you also the parallel between Revelation 6 and 7 and Revelation 12 to 14.
هفت مکاشفه و 14 و 15 مکاشفه تکرار دو تا.
And as I already explained, that is because the story is told twice in the book of Revelation.
در مکاشفه داستان ایام آخر دو بار گفته شده به دو مثال متفاوت.
Yeah, if you doubt about that, just read Revelation 11.
اگر باش دارین مکاشفه 11 رو بخونید.
There's a clear ending there.
مکاشفه 11 تموم میشه.
But then in 12 we start going back in time.
دوباره برمیگرده و تکرار
میکنه. And we go over the same events again from a different perspective.
همون داستان رو تکرار میکنه اما از یه دیدگاه دیگه از یه برداشت.
Today I will show you that also the period of God's wrath.
زمان خشم خداوندم.
Will line up in the same way. Of course.
همین دو تا فصل با هم دیگه تکرارشه.
Yeah, the seven trumpet judgments that we find in the first part of the book of Revelation.
اولین قسمتی که در مقدس قضاوت هفت شیپور رو می‌بینیم.
Yeah, you will see that they relate to the seven vile judgments at the second part.
ادامه میده داده میشه به هفت قضاوت پیاده.
And I'm not saying they're the same.
نمیگم 100 درصد این همه.
They belong together.
ولی به هم ربطی داشت.
Yeah, and this will become very clear when we start putting them side by side.
وقتی کنار هم دیگه بذاریمشون میفهمیم که چه ربطی
داره. So this is the order in which they will come.
نظم و ترتیبش اینجوریه.
First trumpet judgment.
اولین قضاوت شیپور.
Yeah, follow by the first vile judgment.
ادامهش قضاوت پیاده.
Second trumpet judgment. Followed by the second vile judgment. Third, etc. Now, we're going to look at these judgments. And I will not go focus so much on the exact explanation of what the judgments are. I will say some things about it.
If you're
more interested, you can listen to the sermons I did on the book of Revelation when we went chapter by chapter.
But
my main focus is to show you the order of events. How things will happen. Yeah. And I didn't mention that, but the view you'll end up with going through the Bible like this and figuring out what the Bible actually says will happen.
اگر نگاه کنیم به کتاب مقدس و ببینیم که کتاب مقدس چگونه صحبت میکنه در مورد نسما.
It's called post-tribulation.
اسم دیدگاهمون هست.
Yeah, pre-wrath.
بعد از مصیبت ها
which
بعد
means
از خشم خداوند.
We will be here going through the tribulation.
یعنی همه ایمانداران مصیبت ها و سختی های زمین رو تحمل خواهیم کرد.
Yeah. But we'll be taken out of it before God pours out his wrath.
And
we already saw that, and again you'll see today, that fits perfectly
with
what we find everywhere in the Bible. And if you have other views, you have to do all these mental acrobatics to trying to make things fit. Yeah, and it never fits really because they are wrong views. Yeah, we need to use the Bible to figure out what's happening. Now, let's start looking at these judgments. Start reading at Revelation 16 and read verse 1 for now. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth.
Revelation 16:1.
Yeah, so what are these vials representing?
Yeah,
that's God's wrath being poured out on the world.
Now,
where did we end last week in chapter 14?
Yeah,
we had the gathering of the vine of the earth.
دیدیم که در حقیقت
and they were cast into the great winepress of the wrath of God.
تمام انگورهای زمین جمع میشه و میره برای شرابگیری و اون چرخس در حقیقت فشار میده و از انگورها شراب میگیره.
Yeah, verse chapter 15.
فصل 15
it introduces the seven vials.
اشاره میکنه به اون هفت.
And here in chapter 16 we start seeing the vials being poured out.
ببینیم پیاله ها ریختنشو میبینیم.
Read about the first one.
آیه اولین پیاله رو بخونیم.
And the first went and poured out its vial upon the earth. And there fell a noisome and grievesome sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast and upon them which worshipped his image.
اولی رفته پیاله خود را بر زمین ریخت و زخمی زشت و دردناک بر مردمانی که نشان وحش دارند و تمثال او را می‌پرستند بیرون آمد.
Yeah, so by this time, many people have taken the mark of the beast.
تا این زمان خیلی نشان اون وحش
yeah, they're worshiping the Antichrist.
یعنی ضد مسیح رو پرستیدن و علامتش رو گرفتن.
And the first judgment is that they are getting full of sores.
و اولین مجازات خداوند زخمشون میکنه.
Yeah, so before they physically die and go to hell.
قبل از اینکه جسمانی بمیرن و به جهنم برن.
Yeah, because if you take the mark of the beast, you already sealed your fate.
وقتی نشان اون وحش و شیطان رو قبول کردی، در حقیقت آخر قضاوت خودش رو قبول کردی.
They will now suffer on this earth.
و از این به بعد زمین شکنجه خواهد شد و خشم خدا
بر شما. And being full of sores, of course, debilitating.
و این زخم راحت نیست.
If you remember the story of Job, Job was full of sores.
یادتون باشه داستان ایوب وقتی
اتفاق براش افتاد. Scratching them open with stones.
با سنگ می‌خارونده و زخماشو باز می‌کرده. کار سخته، خیلی وحشتناک.
But here's what I specifically want you to notice here.
می‌خوام چیزی که امروز واقعا بهش اشاره
کنم. It says that the first vial,
اولین پیاله,
is poured upon the earth.
روی زمین ریخته شد.
Now this will become important in a moment.
برای لحظه مهمه که روی زمین ریخته شد.
Go to Revelation 8.
مکاشفه 8 رو باز کنید.
Let's look at the first trumpet.
اولین شیپور رو بخونید.
Read verses 6 and 7.
آیه 6 و 7.
And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves a sound. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of trees was burned up, and all green grass was burned up.
و هفت فرشته‌ای که هر چه پول را داشتند خود را آماده نواختن نمودند و چون اولی شیپور را به نواخت تگرگ و آتش با خون آمیخته شده واقع گردید و به سوی زمین ریخته شد و یک سوم درختان سوخته و هر گیاه سبز سوخته شد.
Yeah, so notice this is a worldwide event.
اتفاقی است که تو کل دنیا داره
میفته. Because all green grass is burned up.
همه اون چمنهای سبز داره میسوزه.
So this is a serious judgment. The earth will be on fire.
خیلی وحشتناکه در حقیقت. Now, آتش تو کل زمینه.
You might say, how does this relate to the first vial?
و میگید این شیپور چه ربطی به پیاله داره؟
Now it's cast upon the same area.
توی همزمان اتفاق میفته.
It is cast upon the earth.
هر دو تاشون روی زمین اتفاق افتاده.
Now I understand this is not a very strong similarity, but hold on, it will get stronger and stronger.
و میدونم که خیلی شاید به نظرتون شبیه نیاد، اما هرچی بیشتر دقت کنید جز شباهتش بیشتر
میبینید. And again, I'm not saying that these trumpet judgments are the same as the vial judgment. They're just related together.
پیاله و قضاوت پیاله و قضاوت شیپور دقیقاً عین همه، اما میگم به هم ربط داره، در کنار هم دیگه اتفاق افتاده.
Let's look at the next one.
دومین
Revelation 16 verse 3.
مکاشفه 16 آیه 3.
And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as blood, as the blood of dead men, and every living soul died in the sea.
But the woman فرشته پیاله خود را به دریا ریخت که آن به خون مثل خون مرده مبدل گشت و هر موجود زنده از چیزهایی که در دریا بود مرد.
Yeah, so where is the vial poured on out on the sea?
پیاله کجا ریخته شد به دریا.
Yeah, something happens to the sea. It says it became as blood. And it says that every living soul died in the sea.
همه چیزی که تو دریا بود زنده بود مرد.
Now read the second trumpet judgment.
دومین قضاوت شیپور رو بخون.
And the second angel sounded. That's in Revelation 8:8-9.
8-9.
And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood, and the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed.
و فرشته دوم شیپور را بنواخت که ناگاه چیزی همچون کوهی بزرگ و آتش افروخته شده به دریا افکنده شد و یک سوم دریا خون گردید. یک سوم مخلوقات دریایی که جان داشتند مردند و یک سوم کشتی ها نابود گردید.
Yeah, so on what area is the second trumpet judgment poured out?
وقتی دومین قضاوت شیپور اتفاق افتاد.
Also on the sea.
اونم تو دریا بود. So
what happened here?
اتفاقی که افتاد تو دریا بود.
The sea became blood.
اولیش میگه خون پر خون
شد. As we also saw on the other one.
و یکی هم دیگه که پر از خون.
We also see the cause of it. Some great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea.
یک کوه بزرگی به آتش افروخته به دریا افتاد.
And here it says a third of the creatures that had life died.
و میگه یک سوم مخلوقات دریایی که جان داشتن مردن.
This looks a lot like the other one.
این هم نیست، دوتاشون توی جای اتفاق.
And it's not hard to see that if.
خیلی هم سخت نیست که ببینیم.
A third of the creatures in the sea died when this event happened.
یک سوم مخلوقات دریایی که جان داشتن.
That the rest of the seas will be eventually affected as well.
وقتی یک سوم دریا میمیره، بقیه دریا میمیرن.
All the seas are connected together.
چون دریا به دریا وابسته است. وقتی رابطه اتفاقی برای دریا میفته، به همه جا تاثیر میذاره.
What is this great mountain?
این کوه بزرگیه. این آتش چیه؟
Now, listen to my sermon on Revelation 8, and I will give you my opinion there.
فصل 8 رو نگاه کنید.
Yeah, because we don't know for sure.
نمیدونیم کجاست و چی
هست. Yeah, someone said, oh, it's a meteorite.
بعضیا میگن شهاب بوده.
I'm not saying it cannot be. Maybe
it is. نمیگم شهاب نبوده. شاید هم شهاب بوده. Yeah. افتاده تو دریا.
Yeah, others will say, oh, it is an underwater volcano.
بعضیا میگن شاید
در حقیقت
آتش فشان که وسط دریا بوده که شروع به خروشان شدن میکنه. ممکنه.
It's not so important. What we do know, it has a severe effect.
میدونیم اتفاقی که تو دریا میفته اتفاق فاجعه بزرگی رو ایجاد خواهد کرد.
Yeah, but I want you to see the relation between the vial judgment and the trumpet judgment.
پیاله قضاوت پیاله و قضاوت
شیپور. Yeah, so the first trumpet, the first vial that poured out on the earth.
و اولین شیپور که وقتی روی زمین
second trumpet and the second vial
و دومین قضاوت شیپور و دومین پیاله در دریا ریخته شد.
Let's look at the third vial.
سومی رو نگاه.
That's Revelation chapter 16.
مکاشفه 16
verses 4 to 7.
آیه 4 تا 7.
And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and it became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shall be, because Thou hast judged us. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and Thou have given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar say, Even so, Lord Almighty, true and righteous are Thy judgments.
و سومین فرشته پیاله خود را در نهرها و چشمه های آب ریخت و آنها مبدل خون شدند و فرشته آبها را شنیدم که میگوید تو عادلی ای خداوند که هستی و بودی و خواهی بود زیرا که چنین حکم کردی چون که خون مقدسین و انبیا را ریختند و به دیشان خون دادی که بنوشند زیرا که شایستند و شنیدم که دیگری از مذبح میگوید ای خداوند خدای قادر مطلق
Now, notice first of all what an angel says. Yeah, did you say, oh, God, what are you doing to all these poor people? No, that's not what the angel says. Thou art righteous. Yeah, what you're doing is right. Yeah, they deserve this. Yeah, remember, it is God pouring out his wrath on the earth. God is angry with the people on this earth. Now, where is this poured out on? It says the rivers and fountains of water are affected. Yeah, these are the sources that people drink from. And it says it became as blood. Now, what's the problem with that, you might think? Now, let's go to the third trumpet judgment. Because that will give us some more insight. Revelation 8, verses 10 and 11. And a third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the earth, a third part of the rivers, and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the stars was called Wormwood, and a third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter.
و یک سوم دریا خون گردید و چون فرشته سوم شیپور را نواخت ناگاه ستاره عظیم چون چراغی افروخته شده از آسمان فرود آمد و بر یک سوم نهرها و چشمه‌های آب افتاد و اسم آن ستاره را افسنتین می‌خوانند و یک سوم آب به افسنتین مبدل گشت و مردمان بسیار از آبهایی که تلخ شده بود مردند.
Yeah, so what area is affected with the third trumpet judgment? The rivers and fountains of waters. The same like the third vial.
Yeah?
I think you start seeing that there isn't a direct link between these judgments. And we also get a bit more insight on the severity of this. Because we see that the water is contaminated in a way that people drinking from it will die. Yeah, and of course, if you're thirsty, you have to drink. Now, what is this star of things that's come down? It's called wormwood.
In afasatin ya un giyah besyar talkh o chi besh midaf.
And again, that's speculating. That's opinion.
Nazar har kesi ke bekhad besh bege chiye, faqat khodavand gofte etefaq miafte.
Wormwood happened to be the name for the nuclear facility in Ukraine.
امروز اتفاقا جالبه چرنوبل افساتین اسم اون گروهی هست که بمب اتمی میسازه در اوکراین. نیروگاه اتمی اوکراین.
So it could be some kind of nuclear contamination somehow.
همون اتفاق نیروگاه اتمی باشه.
It's not that important.
مهم نیست که بخوام نگاه کنیم.
It's just a fear judgment. People dying from it.
یه هست که مردم دارن از طریق اون کشته میشن.
And I want you to see that these file judgments and trumpet judgments just line up nicely.
هم میمیرن و میخوام بهتون نشون بدم که قضاوت پیاله ها و قضاوت
شیطان ها یک جورایی
به هم ربط داره.
Because the same storyline is given twice.
چون این داستان دو بار تکرار شده، حتما به هم ربط داشته که
just from a different perspective.
از دیدگاه متفاوت و جزئیات متفاوت.